So, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and professor, and everyone. So today is was about a business pitch on One Stopper App. So, my One Stopper App was a click away from what you want.
We can't hear you.
Speak up. Speak loud.
Okay. So, what is the problem? In my country, there is continuous economical and social development in Cambodia, which cause a lot of people in Cambodia to make less income. So basically, it's not corrupt the country, but it just costs a lot for people over there to do or buy something or maybe on their own expense. And Cambodian citizens are experiencing increase in income and consumption. That's what I mentioned earlier with this part. And constant demand for product and service that provide better living experience was literally people react to incentive only. So the problem is, my team assume, was people need to, you know, make themselves understand and realize that they need someone that trusts on doing some kind of stuff, work like mechanics, plumbing, or house renovation, or maybe like all the stuff that they want to about electrician or something. So they just need an app or something to find that is this person is reliable or not, or trustworthy or not. So that's my assumption over there, was do not have enough information, and do people qualify enough for the work and the price. Basically, the important thing is the price, if it is overpriced or affordable. So we already did the validation method on for 135 people, but there's only 133 that doing their survey that time. And so yes, people do not know what they looking for. So basically they just in the app to understand what the app stand for, use for what we are doing. And do not trust if they are qualified enough, because some people said they know how to do stuff, but basically they just doing it and not prepare or repairing the stuff. Basically, it's just like you gluing stuff together. So pricing is unreasonable. Some people, they know how to make things better, do things better. They just said they are better and they charge more to other people. They just set the, you know, unreasonable price to other person. And a lot of people think that it is practical to have an app that shows us where people can, you know, fix their home or mechanics and stuff nearby, so people can realize they have someone next to you. And only 54% is willing to pay the additional fee. And yeah, One Stopper is a local application that offer a variety of demand service in one place. That means that for right now, it's just our prototype idea in mind. We already talk with some of the people that already graduate and pre-graduate from high school and university on how working on this app, but we just want to do it in our city first. So if it's working, we're gonna go into our whole country. That's all. Basically, it just tells you where all the mechanics and the problem fixers are. And it acts as a household service market that connects customer to verified professional. So here is we just include Miss Molita, the gym coach. All of them visit gym coach and car mechanic. So for people using the app, was like, do we need to trust that person, the professional, to, you know, make us ourselves reliable on that things to do or not? Do we need to trust him for the car? Do we need to trust him for our body and health? So that's what our app are using for. And yeah, so there's an architecture, freelancer, and artist. Same thing, home renovation, house renovation. If you need to trust that design, or, you know, artist, even makeup for the lady and men's. If you need to cut her hair, makeup, what cost, what price, is it affordable or nearby? And a massage therapist or maybe chiropractor nearby to help your body. Even have a software developer maybe you got stuck at home. You don't want to go out. It's so far. You don't want to go to a PC store, IT store. You know, just call them over if they're available. An architect. So basically, a software developer, electrician, like I said, accounting tutor at KMAT. It's like he's a senior student at the tutor of management accounting at KMAT Business School, which I also attend at the school. And if you're stuck on some lesson or point, you can reach out in the app that will tell him to help the person if he's available. So here is our software developer, Mr. Suwon Upo. He was a graduate from CITIC University with experience of 3 years in software and IT development. So we already talked with him. It's like nearly 2 months ago. Here's our app tutorial. It's just a prototype, so it's not yet coming up. It's just our screen and app using. And we have a small point in a bit. So it is just a, yeah. So the screening process, only partner with qualified professional, which means that it's not like LinkedIn, that people are just posting their profile on the website or the app. It's just, we need professional, like they do really know how to work on stuff. So they qualify with screening, we just need validate their, you know, paperwork and their experience, put them in the app, so it helps connect the customer and the people to make themselves easy on the type of things or work that they don't know. And we also helps the people, like the professional, to gain income when they are available in their free time, extra income. And our payment process was we're using ABA Bank over there, so it's just like a transcript, a receipt of payment through apps. We're a bank, and we'll be with whole safety in one super bank account, so we only have one bank account for the one super app that we need to spend or something. If a service complete, we said we'll distribute the revenue net commission to the service provider. So which means that if that professional got three service, he got three commission for that. So he just gained extra income in each services he got from the user that won him. If the service is not complete or canceled, a full refund will be provided to the user. So we will transfer back the money to the user. And payment process. Yep, user make an appointment, expert will estimate on the service charge. So we will estimate on the service charge by letting the professional know that how much will he charge for the user. If it's just a normal fixing like house paint, that will be 100. But even though it's not, it have an extra crack, it might be 150. So we will let them know that we will estimate on the service charge and give a nice commission to the professional also. One super, we issue a quotation with price list, so you don't think we are going to scam or get some taxes extra. And the payment is made after the service is complete. So please, here is a startup cost. In worst case scenario, it's going to be 300 for our rent, software 120, utility 100, marketing promotion 150, and miscellaneous 50 expense. And this is the best case cost structure. So it's going to be $200 rent, 80, 80, 125, and 485. Business expand and more man's power. New geography and new feature. Premium subscription for service provider. So business expand and more man's power was like, in our country, we don't have this. If we can make this app happen, this is the first app that happened in our country, because Cambodia, we don't have this. We just have people talk, say, and they just using the paper with glue and glue it on the sidewalk or the light pole. So people sometimes they just spit or put gum on that. People not gonna see if if this is the number for something or not. So people just don't know. Sometimes they just drive away. Sometimes people just come and scratch it off, so no one know. But if we make this app happen, we can, you know, do a little extra ads on social media or something. Or maybe we can just using on the Cyclo. Like, anyone know Cyclo? Like a Cyclo? No? It's just like a tricycle, but people will sit in front. Yeah. And we will use them as an old people, see? Make them, you know, doing the advertisement, and we give them commission and foods and stuff also. And premium subscription for the service provider. People will pay for an extra, and we give them extra things that they need. So it's just we are a click away from what you want. Here are business model canvas. So, yes, already explained, but I will just say it again. Wouldn't mind. So, yep. Key partner was a qualified, experienced professional that can be coach and strength. Thank you. Wait. Thank you.
So I agree that you have to target to the local market, right? I'm just curious, I don't know much about Cambodia. Isn't there prevalent internet access
on?
Isn't there things like Google or Yelp that exist there? Or like first thing, if I wanted a home mechanic or something, a lot of people here look at Yelp, yeah, and they look at reviews, they look at the stars or the Google, talk to a friend.
Yeah. Understand. People, they only talk to people or friends or their family members. Yeah. But especially they're just using Facebook instead of Safari or browser. Okay. That's only for teenager or maybe like in their 30s. For more older people than that, they just decide to not use to, I don't know. And only the internet is just exists from 2015 that is spreading in the whole city. So people just...
But people don't use Google to do a search for a mechanic?
No. Never. People over there never using Google.
So it's an interesting idea. We have a need for something like that here, trying to find a skilled person who wants a small job. But what I feel like is missing here is, how is it that you're building trust? Why should I trust you for One Stopper? And what is your metric for creating value or establishing trust, not just because somebody's certified, because that doesn't mean that they can do a good job. What is the platform for trust
building? The trust building over there is easy for me to say, because we are a small country. In a small city, people just charge too much that most of the people don't trust each other of the charging.
So when we
say it's affordable for the trust, for the user to the professional, and for the professional to show the user that they can trust and they can build, we're showing them in the screen process that they show their profile to the user.
Convinced. I recommend that you look up TaskRabbit. It is the company that provides all of the support for IKEA. So you're letting someone in your home build one of those outrageously complicated IKEA products of furniture, and you're having somebody in your bedroom, in your bathroom, whatever, doing this work. So you really want to trust them. I've done it, and it's wonderful, and it's very affordable. TaskRabbit. I would check it out for you as a model to explore.
Thank you. Yes, bro.
Can I have, on the same issue of trust,
yeah,
do you think it worthwhile working with organizations who can support your website? Who, let's say, I remember one in my local community in England, where this was the days before the internet, okay, which I remember well, but the local supermarket was putting its stamp and saying trusted local traders. Mm. And you could actually go and see it at the local supermarket because that's where people went.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, they would look at the local supermarket online mm-hmm. to do their shopping, but it's still a place where people trust. They trust their local supermarket, so therefore they trust people whom the supermarket say are trustworthy.
Yeah.
And I just wondered if you are considering having a supermarket is one example, but it could be
the Chamber of Commerce, for example.
Yeah, Chamber of Commerce, something like that.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of having people endorse your
website? Well, not with the government organization,
no.
But with just people.
Just people, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, understood. Mm-hmm. I think that to have organizations which people trust endorsing your website would really be a good bet, because I personally like the idea very much.
Yep.
And I'm one of those people who would use it if I said, okay, yeah, I really trust this service and I need to do some plumbing, but okay, if I could really trust your site to solve my problem, I would use it for sure.
Thank you. Is there any other question?
Yeah.